for muting us. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's another Tuesday night. The Monday blues are over. The weekend is sadly away. But we're here for you. And who are we? We're the host of the Unstoppable Super Show. I am Hollywood Rick Brutal. And along with me, it's working DM in all of history. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Wrestling Mama.
Good evening. Good evening.
How are you tonight, Wrestling Mama?
Pretty good.
I slept up home last week, so bear with me tonight, folks. I'm trying. Care. Yeah, it wasn't as bad as it was Friday when I was on air. Holy cow, that was awful. Much discussed. It was a busy week and unstoppable for some people. For those of you who are paying attention. But before then, so we discussed just a wee bit of fantasy football?
No, no, we don't need to do that.
You don't want to do it?
I'm not doing well. I'm 1-3 property, so I got to make some major changes or something.
I think you need to make some trades. I am 4-0, and the funniest thing, I was asked 8 p.m. night before the draft. Usually I spend all summer, I read like 2 magazines, I do research like most of the big-time players, follow the team reports, all this other stuff, and then they have like a mediocre season, or I do well, and then I lose. I could still lose in the playoffs, you know? But it's just funny. I can't remember the last time I had a 4-0 start.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not bad. So far, we're doing okay. Although, I do really want to relate this story. I think it's pretty funny. A few years back, a friend of mine, he was like 7-0, cruising. I mean, it looked like he was going to go undefeated. He was cruising, blah, blah, blah. Three of his main players were out for the season with injury. Went 7-6, and he lost in the first round of the playoffs.
Oh, wow.
So.
Yeah, there's still a season yet to go, so
that's
I'm not
what
giving
I'm
up hope. But.
That's what you shouldn't give up hope. I remember I went 1-4. And I came all the way back, and I made it to the, I won my division.
Nice.
So, and I lost in the semifinals to the guy who had the most points. It was like the highest scoring game ever in our league. So, it's not, you know, if I had played anybody else, I would have won that week and went on to the finals. But.
Yeah.
So, there's still
hope. Yeah, it's not that I'm not scoring, that's for sure, because, I mean.
And that's the thing too. It's the luck. I mean, I remember one year I had god awful luck at the beginning. Like I was playing guys who had like the top score of the week for the league.
Yeah.
So no matter what I did, but then things balanced out. I got some good free agent pickups, and then I came back. I made the playoffs. I did well. So.
Yeah. That's like the past 2 weeks. My best wide receiver hasn't played.
Hakeem Nicks.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurt the Giants this weekend, too.
Mm-hmm. So,
that hurt.
Hopefully he's back this coming week.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't see any report on him right now.
All right. So, we have... All right. So, we have a caller in queue. Should we bring him on now?
Sure.
All right. Caller, welcome to the Unstoppable Super Show.
What's up, Hollywood? This is V-Dizzle.
What's happening, V-Dizzle, baby?
What's up, man?
How you doing in the football league?
God!
Uh-oh.
Only last week was my very first win of the season, so yeah.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go.
Yeah, so you got to say that's a bright spot to look up. When you keep losing, that's the down spot.
Right. Finally won them.
Yeah, but you won, so. All
right.
Oh, it says here you moved up from 9th. Overall, you went from 9th place to 5th place.
Yeah.
What? Huh?
Overall, yeah. I'm looking at the thing right now. I moved up because I was playing in the league. I moved up to 1st.
How the hell did I move up?
Because you had the second most points per week. Remember, in case of ties, it goes to total points scored.
Oh, okay.
So you are in 4th place. So you would make the playoffs. You would play me this week if we had the playoffs.
Yeah.
What? No way.
But instead I'm playing the number one team in the division that I'm in.
The Welshmen.
Yep.
I'm taking off.
Actually, it looks like they're moving down.
They moved down to 2nd because they had more points than them this week.
Well,
okay.
Then I'm either looking at this wrong or something because it's got me down as number 9.
No.
That's where you were.
Yeah.
That's where you were.
What? We're looking at this wrong. The 5 is in the position of the division. The 9 is over.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
But still, was in 10th.
No,
he was in 10th place.
Shifty's in 10th right now.
No, I was in 9th the whole time.
Yeah, but D-Dizzle was in 10th.
No, I was. Yeah, uh-huh.
No, you were 10th last week.
All right.
I was 8th, and it says I'm 7th now, so.
I'm 9th.
Well, it looks like Shifty dropped all the way down to the 10th spot.
So it looks like me and Welshman are going to be flip-flopping all season if this keeps up.
Probably.
We shall see.
Little Giants moved up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'll be making some changes this week.
Oh, yeah.
Wondering
if my guy is going to play. That's what really stinks is waiting the last minute to find out if your guys are going to play or not.
Susie wants to know where she is. Susie is second in her division, and she's fifth overall. She's just outside the playoffs. So.
Yeah, and I got to fight her.
So, it's still a long season, guys. It's still, what is it, 13, wait, it's 13 weeks? Yeah, we got 13, yeah. We got 13 weeks. We got 9 more weeks left, so anything can happen between now and then. So.
Right.
It's just a weekly update.
Yeah. I've had to change a lot of overhaul this week for sure. Because I found out that one of my quarterbacks is kind of going to be out of it.
All right, let's see.
All right.
Sorry, I'm getting tells left and right here. Sorry about that. All right, so. All right, enough of the fantasy football talk. It was supposed to be a wrestling show.
All right.
I have some heads out there, too. Lots more to play still.
Yeah, like I said, it's still. It's very nice to have a 4-0 start. Don't get me wrong, but I know from experience that anything could happen in the next 9 weeks.
Right.
Anything could happen.
If I'm not mistaken, I think Pebs is the Backwater Channels.
Oh, I just closed the page, too.
Pebs is the one that I beat. Oh.
Who's doing a retirement scene now?
I don't know. Oops. All right, so I'm going to throw this out there right now because we keep forgetting to do this later on. If you're in the chat or listening to join us on air, you can call in at 646-478-0073. Or if you're in the chat room, you scroll to the top of the page. There is a pretty little square button with a white S on it in the middle. That stands for Skype. Hit that. Call in for free. And free is good in today's economy.
Yes, indeed. And, there's one more announcement I want to make.
Okay. Hit it.
This past week, I became the owner of a new company to me, but it's a company that's been around for a while.
Okay.
So if you're currently there, I hope you stay. And if you're new, you come check it out. It's Soulless Darkness Realm. It was owned by Blacklist and Dark Warrior. It's now been handed to me. So I'm working to try and keep it going the same way that it has because it's a really fun company. So if you have an open spot, let me know. We can offer contract. Soulless Darkness Realm.
Yeah, I remember when they opened it.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
And pretty much like right after that, I was started GMX for them. So...
Never even heard of it.
Repeat the name again.
Soulless Darkness Realm.
Somebody was asking in the chat. Oh, okay, yes.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
I will spell it here for him. Soulless Darkness Realm. I remember when it came out, she was spamming all over the place for it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Judge was there.
Yeah, you was, but you left right before I got it. Okay, I'll send you an invite back.
Oh, you're in charge? Okay, send me back. Let me come take you back. So, and for those people who have heard rumors, supposedly Unstoppable's impending doom is this Friday night. Or sometime Friday. If that's the case, me and Mama will do one more Unstoppable Super Show next Tuesday night as a post-mortem show. You call in, you know, your favorite moments, wrestlers you like, you know, things you didn't like, you know, funniest moments, you know, stuff like that. Let's try stuff.
Okay.
All right, I'm bringing in a former co-host of this show. Addy.
Addiction.
Addy, my friend, you're on air.
I'm on air?
I think so. Unless the station went dead.
I don't know.
All
right. It didn't say unmuted.
Oh. Yeah, I heard that before, too, and I'm like, that's the first time I've ever heard
then,
it.
But then unmuted. I remember Elf turned off the whatever it was, so.
Right, okay. How are you, my friend? What is new with you?
I'm good.
I can imagine so. I hear something new over the weekend made you very happy.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You know what? Oh, my God. Yeah.
Hold on. I'm bringing
We'll let you guys talk about that. I don't want to step on your feet.
All right. And with that, we're going to bring...
You're in the background. You know it.
Right. We got Judgment. Judgment, you're on air.
Hey, what's up?
What's up? You
hey,
have
Judgy,
a...
I think... Right.
Thanks, Mom. Who is the guy
hey,
you Jeff. Hate? What's up, Addy?
That's not the agent I hate, is it?
That guy you hate? I don't know.
So, Judge.
Yes, Hollywood.
I'm sorry, I'm answering a few texts here. You had some announcement or two, an announcement or two you wanted to make?
Yes. And I thought it would be appropriate to do it on live air for everyone to understand.
That's right.
Tonight we're going to induct a second member into the new Unstoppable Hall of Jackasses.
Ooh,
why
okay.
do we introduce? Why do we put people in the Hall of Jackasses? Well, it's because basically it's what they are.
Hey, don't put me in there. I know I belong in there, but dang, Judge.
This person came back.
Hold on. Before you announce the name, when you're about to announce the name, I have a special sound effect for it.
Right. This person came back, and this person decided to cry, and in about six paragraphs, cry again. This person claims that it was me and Spicy behind everything, yet, no. This time, me and Spicy are innocent. People accuse me and Spicy of random acts of terror for some reason. I have no idea why. Because me and Spicy are good guys.
I'm going to say, Judge had absolutely nothing to do with this.
Thank you. Because, number one, I am a misfit.
I'll admit, I was involved. I'm one of the culprits this time. I'm sorry if I offended anybody.
Oh, my God, you made my week, dude. You have no idea.
Just wait. Keep it contained. We're not there yet. Just wait. Wait.
Oh, wait. Oh.
This guy deserves to be into the Hall of Jackasses. And this guy is... Okay, Hollywood.
Oh, wait. That's all we had?
We didn't have the ting.
Ding.
Wait, can I sing a song? Can I sing a song?
Go ahead.
Yeah,
you can sing a song.
Oh, go ahead.
To all beef patty special sauce was cheese chicken fries. I haven't seen one.
Congratulations, Addy's a giddy boy.
The second inductee into the Hall of Jackass goes to Dr. Destruction.
No. Wait a minute.
No,
I have also
no
one
way.
Thing.
Not Dr. D.
Hold on. Okay. This is a delayed reaction from the audience.
Oh, Lord. I'm in tears over here.
Well,
yeah, that was
awesome. Wow, that was loud.
That was awesome.
That was a loud one.
In the bathroom. You know what? I never re-listen to shows. I think I re-listened to this one.
Oh, Nick Marvel doesn't know what's going on.
What Nick Marvel is, Nick Marvel was a high candidate. But this person, Donna Destruction, deserved a lot more on his return.
Damn it, I thought I was going to be in it. Shucks.
Now, half these people in the chat tonight, I have no idea who they are.
The thing that most people don't understand, when Heat Raider makes more sense than Dr. Destruction, something's wrong.
Hey, yeah.
So. And the second announcement is...
What?
The second announcement is, we discovered it the other night. Me and Hollywood and Elf and Slammy and a few others was in a Skype call. And I got an email from Randy, and it looks like...
Wait, who's Randy?
Randy is an employee with Rocket Ninja.
Oh, okay.
And tomorrow night, before Misfits Come Radio, we will be holding a special radio show. And it looks like they have accepted my offer, and I now control 51% of Rocket Ninja Enterprises.
Huzzah!
Of course, when Hollywood found out, he let out a big no, because he had all kind of these plans to go out and dust his pillows off and buy a new pillow so he could actually get some sleep.
That's really... Between that and the other thing I'm working on, holy cow.
Mm-hmm. So tomorrow night, we will be holding a call-in question and answer show.
So that's really going to happen, huh? I thought for a while there was nothing but BS, to be honest with you, Judge.
Judge never BS's.
Oh, no, never.
Sure they don't. Sure you don't.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to listen to this show again.
No, I was more of the fact because it was coming out of Slammy, you know.
Even there's a guy, that guy you hate in the chat, says, Judge is a pillar of honesty in this community.
Yeah.
Yeah, but nobody knows who he is.
Oh. Well, he's that guy you hate.
Yeah. Well, never mind.
See, that Wile E. Coyote rumor was a lie.
But if it wasn't a lie, the Acme connection would make a hell of a lot of sense around this joint.
I actually thought that Rocket Ninja was a subsidiary of Acme.
They might as well be, fuck.
So do we want to run down who is in the chat right now?
If you'd like to.
Okay, there is Addiction, which we have online.
Hello, Addiction.
Hey.
Dire Pain. Frozen Rage.
But we can see what you're saying, Max.
And, of course, guest 15586.
Yeah, we have a guest.
Jonathan Naylor. Justice Radio. Kevin Magoo.
It's Max Payne.
Nick Marvel.
Who's that?
Kevin is Max Payne.
Oh, okay.
Sexy Susie the Elf.
Hello, Sexy Susie.
Slam Ed.
Hello, Slammy.
The guy you hate.
I hate that guy.
You didn't even know his name.
Which we have on air.
Yeah, who is that guy you hate?
That guy.
The guy to the left.
Dixon Val Hawthorne. And, of course, Strangleheart.
Hello, Strangleheart. Strangleheart. He's on hold.
Okay.
Let me bring him on. He's on hold.
I have a question real quick, though. I heard, I think it was last night or the night before,
yes.
Dixon Val say her father was gone. So has Val left the game?
Who? What?
Anyone know?
They can fail. He's gone.
I don't know. I don't know.
I Okay, carry on. Come on then.
All right.
Okay, Justice Radio is Doc Destruction, the general himself.
Oh.
Damn.
But the sad thing is, that's another reason why we are voting him into the Hall of Jackasses, is because we knew it wasn't spicy because he used correct punctuation.
Well, and it wasn't freaking paragraph took an hour to read.
Did you guys see the picture that LTEBS put in the chat?
No.
It's like 12 ninjas.
Oh.
What? I will be I do want to say that there is going to be, I'm going to go ahead and let this out, that LPEBS will be one of the official moderators when the game is actually reconfigured in probably a couple weeks. So LPEBS will be one of my,
Okay. All right. And now, he's joined the call, but we've been talking over him. Sorry about that. Strangleheart has joined us.
Hey, guys.
Hello, Strangleheart.
Strangleheart.
How are you?
How are you? How are you, man?
How are you?
What happened?
I'm doing good.
How you doing in stables this week?
Huh?
How you doing in stables this week?
I'm out of the way. I'm like a rat's ass.
Oh, that doesn't sound good.
No,
you know, everybody uses that term rat's ass. How do you know anything?
That's a good question, Hollywood.
Yeah, I think there was an old George Carlin routine. He goes, "What are you making there, Dodd?" "I'm making rat's ass." "Well, it makes a hell of a fondue." You know?
Fondue,
Nick Marvel, be
fondue
nice.
Made a comeback for about a minute. What?
No, yeah. Nick Marvel says Strangleheart's on the air. Time to turn down the speakers. I told him to stop it and be nice to Strangleheart.
Hey, can I ask you guys a question?
Sure.
You want us to keep a secret?
You want us to keep it a secret on air?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Titanus made some videos.
Oh, yeah?
Have you guys ever seen them?
No.
No.
It's a WTF collective.
The question is, you want to see them?
If you go to YouTube and push in WTF collective, you'll see that he made a few videos with with me in it.
That's the funniest thing that's ever come out of Nick Marvel's mouth. Ever.
All right, we YouTube WTF Collective.
WTF Collective, yeah.
Is that all one word? Yeah, maybe one word.
WTF space collective.
Okay.
Is it Borg?
Well, yes, you will be excited if you
We have a question in the chat. Strangleheart.
You
still there, Strangleheart?
He's here.
Okay, someone asked, can you do the Care Bear stare?
I could. But do I want to?
Wearing a stare. Okay, I ask every serious question here while he's thinking on that one. I'm on the Unstoppable, you know, my homepage for Unstoppable. And he oops, an error, and I have nothing in news feed. All I see is my plate, my avatar, my picture of me, and it says fight image. But, like, we're training, all armor blank. There's nothing there. I don't see any training partners, and my news feed is completely blank.
Uh-oh. The shutdown's coming right now.
Oh, it's happening tonight. See, they opened the other thing up just for the fun of it.
Yahoo!
Well, the show's over. Gotta go.
No more! Yahoo!
Oh, well.
How are you doing, Steve Howard? I heard you're 4-0.
I'm 4-0 in fantasy football. Yeah. It's a good start. Good start, long season. Is Brad
thinking over?
I was going to say, it's better than being 0-4. I've started that, and that went nowhere.
I just about started that way.
We'll get the first win, a couple more to follow.
Excuse me.
All right, good.
Yeah, I got to switch up some things, though.
I think so, Ninja. I really think Ninja has something against me. Because I know the last few months, I've been feeling like crazy in my matches, no matter who I face. All right, we have another caller. I'm bringing him on. Caller, you're on air.
Hey, Richard Banks, 36 Shank Drive, Shirley, New York, 11967. What's going on with you? 631-281-0289. That's your phone number.
Elemental P?
I don't know who this is.
Oh, you know who I am. You know who I am. You know exactly who I am.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
Richard.
I don't know. We hung up on him.
Who the heck was that dude?
I don't know. We just hung up on him.
Okay. Is it a full moon or something?
Yes, actually it was.
Well, that wasn't Dr. D. Maybe not James. It wasn't him.
He said, you know, disease, you know, disease.
Remember those douchebags we had, you weren't here for that, that they had some kind of, that they were just hacking into the like, old radio stations?
Okay.
It's so important he got hung up on.
Oh, well.
Oh.
That's a good thing, though, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. I hung up on all the wrong information, too, so.
Oh,
I'm looking at the freaking pool.
All right. Where were we?
he does get the pie sometimes too. You can get a full meal. You can McNuggets and fries and pies. What do you go wrong?
Who does have a problem breathing?
What? Who's that back there sometimes talking?
I said it sounded like somebody was breathing awful weird.
Who's back there that some that you just talked?
We have another caller. Well, I'll let you decide whether you're picking them up because I didn't see the number the other person called from.
No, no, it's a different number. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sorry, guys. People are texting me left and right here.
Oh. Tell them to stop. You're on
the air. I am. That's what I'm doing. I'm telling everybody.
Tell them they don't want to make Mama mad.
All right. Call, you're on the air.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just called you, Rich.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, crap. I just hung up on 5732 by accident.
Well, it sounded like it was the same guy again.
I know. That's why I copied his number down this time. If anybody wants to call him, he's calling from 908-769-5723. If anybody wants to call him, harass him.
Huh?
And V Dizzle, if you listen, I'm sorry. I just accidentally hung up on you. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yep. Hey, shoot, what is it? 587.
Hold on, I'll tell you a second.
521. 1569.
What?
You snot? No. Hold on. The number he just called from was 908-769-5728.
Well, my nanny came and cleaned my place.
Yeah, that's why I let you take that. I wasn't sure if it was the same guy or not. Cause I didn't see the call from the first time.
That's why I said, give me a second. I wasn't really... When I said I was chatting, I was copying the phone number down.
Yeah. We got a couple more calls now.
Check for our stolen.
Tomorrow will be different. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a different number because I wrote it down too. They're definitely a different number.
All right, well, hold on a minute.
Yeah.
Should we take
you?
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm glad Colin has been giving out Rich's personal information.
All right, call on air.
Hey, Richard, what you doing, man?
Okay, I'll talk to you. Bye.
You're on air. You're
hey, apparently, you got a lot of customers.
Parading your fucking show, you fucking
wrestler. What?
I don't know. I hung up. You know, let's go to a song.
Yes, let's.
Yeah, let's go to a song. What song are we going to play, Hollywood?
I am going to play. Hold on. Let's see. I got a new one. Sorry, guys. We're just a little, just trying to strain some stuff out here.
Can I bring calls?
Yes, you can. All right. This is going to be, last week I played a song. It was a mix. It was really cool. It was Rock and Black. And this follows a similar vein. It's called Whole Lotta Sabbath. We'll be back. Well, let me mute everybody. We're back with the Unstoppable Super Show. I am bringing everybody. Mute.
All right, am I back?
I'm not sure
if I'm back. Back. Okay. Sorry about that, buddy.
Hey,
no problem.
No problem.
And we have a new caller. Sorry, but we have a new caller. I believe this is Slammy.
Hey.
Hey, what's
hey.
Happening?
What's going on, Simon? How are you?
I'm doing good.
That's
you,
good.
Sounds like you've had an interesting show so far.
Yeah, so far those people who used to harass us in the chat are now calling up every 2 seconds.
Oh, I remember those days.
I think they're still there. I think they're his guest.
They may be.
Oh. I remember those days from the hot tub party.
Yep.
It looks like we've had more people join us in the chat, too.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, because I see the big MF has joined us, who wasn't here before.
I don't know who that is. Other than that,
I know who he is, but...
Oh, he's all right. He's okay. I mean, he's okay, though?
Yeah, he's one of my survivors.
Oh, all right. I'm just these three guests here. I think I'm going to boot out soon.
Uh-oh.
No, right, it was...
Whatever you
so.
Do, don't boot me out, mister.
Don't do it again. I know. You know what happened? I went to boot out, and for a second, when I came back, I actually clicked on your tune. Oh, no. So.
Oh, well. No biggie.
Hollywood.
Judgment!
Yeah, touch.
Judgment!
Oh, my God.
Hey, we're not going to get inducted to the Hall of Shame.
We're not going to induct you into the Hall of Shame.
Why the fuck not?
Because he doesn't do the Hall of Shame.
I'm just on the committee of Hall of Shame.
We have a scene for the biggest jackass.
You're not a
well,
jackass.
That's
I believe I am.
Come on, everyone sees you shine so hard.
Hey, I made him DQ himself because he set a defense in a match.
How about the Hall of Annoyance?
Fuck you.
Hollywood, I'm posting in your Skype what you gave me.
Yeah, I see it. Yeah, hold on. See.
Oh, Conan, everybody loves Tangleheart.
I don't know about that one.
Interesting.
Huh.
Did you invite Blog Talk into the...
No. We're going to take care of that.
Taylor Hollywood? Hollywood?
What?
I'm gonna go.
Damn.
I'm at it. Take care.
All right. Have a good night. Like him. Have a good night, Strangleheart.
Good night, Strangleheart.
I'm yelling like him now. Holy crap.
Gosh, I got an owl in my eardrums.
I'm ringing in my ears.
So
did everybody like
that
our song I just played? Did everybody like the last one?
Yes, that was nice. Who the heck is SDFSFAD?
Ooh, what?
SDFSFAD.
I don't know.
What?
I think you should kick him.
I tell you now, I'm not even interested.
Oh, wow, what?
Oh, he's been kicked.
Who's been kicked? Don't kick me.
SDF and FAD.
DTR administration.
It's fun to kick around.
Now, what is this?
Oh, we're going to kick you just one around, what?
It said Blog Talk and Radio Administrator has demoted Back to Basics Radio to a standard subscription.
What?
Well, it's bullshit. It's them. They're making. It's not ETR. Because if ETR would actually be above us, you know, with the Back to Basic Radio hosting co-host, if that was still BTR admin, they would have been above us in the list.
Yep.
And they weren't.
I remember that night.
Yep, I booted them.
Because
and they would actually call me.
Yeah, that was
we
funny.
Actually got a call for.
Yeah, because they actually logged into the show before we were on air, and we were like, what the fuck?
And we, yeah, and they're like, hi, we're just here. I was like, okay, we're just making sure.
They were cool with us. Really cute, too.
Yeah.
So
wow.
Well,
just really cute blonde back there talking to me.
Hollywood, what have I got myself into working with you?
I don't. This hasn't happened. No, this hasn't happened in months. This has not happened in ages.
It hasn't happened since the hot tub party.
Yeah, I guess these guys found a way to get back in. All
oh,
right,
God.
I'm bringing on. I'm bringing on Susie. Hello, Susie.
Hello.
Oh, the fun we're having tonight.
And yeah, Blog Talk is not. If there was an issue, I would have received an email from Blog Talk
exactly.
Letting me know that they were coming into the show to monitor it. That was not a Blog Talk person.
All righty,
that's
have
what
another caller too.
Hold on.
Wow, this is just crazy tonight. I swear it must be a full moon.
It's a 213.
Bring the caller on.
It's a 213 area code.
Yeah, but they've called from so many different area codes
I know. I'll bring them on. Because they've been holding.
I would screen them, but...
213, you're on the air.
Richard Banks.
Hang up.
I already did.
Hang up.
As soon as you start talking.
Wow.
This is crazy.
Yeah, he's called from like 4 or 5 different area codes.
He may be using something like Google Voice with a where he can use different phone numbers.
Maybe.
This is absolutely crazy. I haven't seen this in a long time.
Wow.
This is wicked.
Oh, so I'm a home wrecker. I'm a Mick home wrecker, huh?
Apparently the guy's not a wrestler because he would know that there's no wrestler named Richard Banks.
Right.
And we got Hollywood, Judgment, Mama, V Dizzle, Susie. I mean, come on.
Oh, and obviously I'm a home wrecker. Yeah, I don't know what home I wrecked, but yeah, anyway. Oh, well.
You know, the thing is I think the person is really upset because apparently his tampon is wet and he hates reusing it.
Hey, you gotta be, Judge. You gotta be. That's the only thing I can think of.
Yeah, I know. We got somebody else, but
yeah, I know. I don't want to. It's all one. It's usually that stallion. Come on, all ones. You're on the air.
Yeah, suck my dick.
And you're off the air.
Right. Bye.
What?
You don't, if you didn't hear, you don't need to.
I hung up on him.
Yeah.
Best thing is if you want to, Hollywood, you
yeah.
can put it, anybody calls in that you don't know, just put
right.
them in the screening room with me, and we'll just not tell them they're in the screening room.
Are you looking?
Oh, you know what? It's better than doing that.
What?
Put me in the screening
what?
Room.
Yeah, because I was thinking
oh, God.
If it's going to take Hollywood.
Put me
to
in the screening
yeah.
room.
Yeah.
I don't think I would ever want to be in the screening room with Judge.
That's sweet, Strangleheart, but no, not going to happen.
Strangleheart cannot stand spicy for some reason.
I don't know why.
I don't either. There's always someone that doesn't like somebody, that's for sure.
Okay, Magoo, what job do you want?
I think he wants a screening room job.
It's Max Payne. Kevin McCoy's Max Payne.
Oh, we have 404 caller. I bet it's him again.
Well, I've been writing down the numbers up until now that's been calling.
Should we go to the screening?
Thank you for doing that, because tomorrow I
will
be reporting this.
Let Elf and Mama talk, and we'll go to the screening room.
All right, let's go to the screening room. We'll be right back, guys.
404
You're
going to
take me with you.
Georgia.
Wait, who's going to the screening room?
Whoever's on your call and whoever else you put in the screening room.
You got to add me to your call real fast.
404 is Georgia. Like Atlanta-ish. Yeah, it's Atlanta.
Right.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
Now, hold on, I'm going to add Judge to the call. Hold on.
Yeah, but then won't all three of us go into the screening room?
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
Okay, well, you know, while y'all do that, I can stand here and I can sit here and, well, I'm not standing. I can sit here and talk to everybody.
All right, you do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the Unstoppable Super Show, where you never know what technical difficulties or other difficulties are going to be happening.
Into the screening room.
And you're not in the screening room. You're still live on air.
Oh, crap.
And you didn't add me to your call.
Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. We got 2 minutes. All right, hold on.
And that guy, if you don't like me, leave my station. I really don't care what your opinion of me is. And, you know, whatever.
I've got many opinions, but I mean.
Yeah, I don't really don't care. I mean, he says I'm riding coattails and I'm a homewrecker.
Oh. What is that?
Somebody's on hold on Skype.
That was me.
That was you.
Damn, you scared me for a minute, Judge.
I know what that music is. I've heard that music before.
Okay, and that guy hung up, whoever he was.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll come back in 404.
Well, you know, if you find it boring, that guy, if you find it boring, then leave. We really don't care.
Who is this guy?
Needs to be booted out.
So, on that note,
we're still here, alive and kicking.
Please don't get rid of me. Don't kick me.
No, we're not kicking anybody.
We talk about coming out next. We'll be Stoneblood Society Radio.
Oh, he's back.
Okay, let's go.
Yeah, Stone Blooded Radio has the next show. It starts immediately after the Unstoppable Super Show at midnight Eastern Time. Is that right? Yeah, at midnight Eastern Time. And your host tonight is Nathan Bourne. And as a special guest host, since Rockbot can't make it, will be Judgment. And it'll be interesting to see what happens. Y'all should if you stay up that late, y'all should tune in and listen to Stoneblooded Radio.
Yeah, it was him.
And if you want the link, you can check out the feed if you're fans with me. And I just shared the link to the scene for Stoneblooded Radio out on the feed. So check those guys out. They've always got a fun show. I still am apologizing for that one night I fell asleep on air. But, you know, it's really late and my sleeping pills kicked in, and I'm sorry, guys.
Uh-huh.
And back.
Welcome back.
I hung up on him. He's calling for the same number now.
Yeah, this time.
And you do have those numbers written down? Those phone numbers?
I do.
Oh, that's great, because if you wouldn't mind after the show, Mama, if you would just message those to me, because when I call in and report this tomorrow, I can give Blog Talk the phone numbers they were using.
Okay.
Oh, goodness. What a day.
Goodness.
I think we all had too much excitement last night.
What a day. What a
All right, that was just crazy. Sorry about that, folks. We're just getting all kinds of crazy shit going on here.
You know, apparently the person that's calling in is jealous of you two because you guys have one of the top-rated shows on.
I know. Oh, he's back. 404. If anybody wants to call this guy, it's 404-655-8478.
Are we still here?
We're here.
Yes.
Okay. I just got really quiet.
I'm just going to leave it there. For...
It's a mobile phone.
Still call it. So what were we talking about before all this happened?
Well, he hung up, I guess.
Me owning 51%.
What was that?
Me owning 51% of Unstoppable.
Oh, that, yes. Let's talk about that. Well, you're doing a special show tomorrow night.
Yeah, we're going to do a special show tomorrow night, but I can answer a few questions.
All right.
I'll answer three
questions.
I got to bounce, guys. My dogs need tending.
All right, Eddie. Thanks for calling in tonight.
All right, guys. I'll see you.
Yep.
All right.
See ya.
I won't be able to make that shit in the show tomorrow, Judge.
Who, what, where?
I said I won't be able to make your show tomorrow.
Hey, Venom.
You have to listen to the replay. It's going to be before Misfits come radio.
What time is that show?
Yeah, what time is that?
It'll start at 10 Eastern.
Yeah, thank you.
I might be a few minutes late on that one.
Wait, I'm sorry. Yeah, 10 Eastern. Because normally it starts at 11 Eastern. We're adding an hour onto Scum Misfits Radio.
We have a couple more callers. I don't know.
I don't know if we should take them.
Go to the screening room with them.
All right, we'll be right back.
And here again, I'm with y'all as they go to the screening room.
No,
so, hey, V Dizzle.
Hey, Susie, how are you, hon?
I am doing fine, and yourself, hon?
Yeah, I'm okay, I guess.
Well, that's good. So, what do you have going on in Unstoppable?
Nothing.
Well, there you go.
I'm trying not to get all tied up with Unstoppable. I've been more busy with other stuff that Unstoppable has been one of the last things on my mind, to be honest.
Well, that's okay. Sometimes, you know, real life should take precedent over Unstoppable.
Yeah.
All right. It's ridiculous. Just absurd.
He really wants them sucked.
I know.
We're back.
This is just stupid.
Damn.
Is it still happening?
Yeah, we just had...
Hey, you know the amazing thing is the fact that we actually think they're on air when they call in.
I know.
That's funny.
Hey, you been...
Oh, there was a caller that was there.
It was one of the ones we just had, I think. It was one of the ones.
Okay, well, I'm trying to watch that. I'll write the numbers down if they're
different. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry, I'll wait. All right, so Judge, now the game's still going to keep going. Will you have a combat system?
Hollywood, you're breaking up.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, I didn't know that was weird. That was Hollywood.
I'm
like, damn.
How's this?
Yeah, you know,
it looks
much
better.
I can just hang up too, can't I?
You want to hang up? I'll hang up on them?
Yeah.
You can hang up on them.
Because it's the same number again.
Yeah, I see it.
And again.
I'm going to change the combat. What did you say?
Are you going to change the comment? Like it works now.
You know what? You know what might work? Just ignore them. Let them sit there.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's what I would do. Just don't acknowledge their phone call. Just let them sit there on hold. They'll eventually get bored and hang up.
Yeah,
that's what we did at the hot tub party.
Yeah.
Land.
Isn't. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, how about this, Mama? If someone on the show right now wants to call in, they're in the group here, message for Hollywood and say, I'm calling in, and let them know where you're calling in from.
Yeah.
Yeah, like when I call in from my phone, I sit there and go, okay, this is the number I'm calling in from. I always do that before I call in.
All right. Leave him sit there.
Oh, wow.
Leave him sit there.
Yeah, just don't even acknowledge him. That's the best way to handle it.
Yeah, a lot of people say don't feed the troll, so.
Yeah, don't feed the troll. Let him fade away.
Fade into that dark oblivion.
Oh, wow.
You know, Hollywood, I got to thinking. Hollywood, yes. You know who it may be? You know who these people may be calling?
No.
It may be people from CSW. They're here because you actually got off the bus at CSW.
Yes!
The what?
Hollywood got off the bus.
I forgot to discuss that. Holy crap.
Yeah, they're mad. Oh, you know what? They're probably the mad backstage hands.
Oh. Well, I'll only be one of them.
Yeah,
it was very simple. It was very. Where is Shifty's office?
What?
Shifty, the guy who paid you. Where is his fucking office? I think it's that way. You think it's that way. You're
he
not
has
thinking.
Several.
In the arena, he has several offices.
Shifty always has like more offices in the arena that he's in at the time. He's paid for it. So really, you never know exactly which office he is lurking in.
Well, you know what? The look on the guy's face, he just didn't look like he knew what he was, like, you know, he looked like he's going to get a headache from trying to do astrophysics.
Astrophysics?
Yes. You know, like physics, but a much higher level.
Is that like paper, rock, scissors, lizard, Spock?
10 times harder than that.
No. Question.
We have Slammy, right? Slammy,
yes.
V-Dizzle, and Elf, and Judgy. Okay.
Right.
What? Yes.
And Judgy's on call.
What? Okay. Who's breaking up, or what's going on?
So, Liz, over there, your company that you have now. Are you going to use it? Are you going to make are you going to make like a haunted survivor?
No, I'm not going to change it. I'm going to try and keep it the way that it is and it has been.
Okay.
The survivor is totally separate. I have my own, you know. I have my Survivor company already, so plus I also do Survivor in CSW. So anyone out there and wants to get into Survivor and they don't wait until the next season of my season, of my company, in about a week, CSW Survivor will be starting up. And we will need some new members. If you want to get in, join CSW and you can get in.
If past members join it again?
Yeah. Well, this coming season, I'm going to do an all-star team against a new team and see how it works out. So there'll be some returning members, and they will all be on one team, and all the new people will be on a team.
No, I won't.
Well, that's in CSW, judges, not in my company. But I know you're in CSW, so you can join that one. But
yeah, hey, Mama, did you like my idea that I gave you last night?
Like I told you, I had already had some thoughts on stuff like that. So we'll see what happens.
The what?
Oh, and
I thought it was a really good idea. I had a moment of brilliance.
Another question for Elfin. I know this is a different radio show that I'm fixing to talk about, but your radio show that you guys, the ladies, do the second Sunday of each month.
Yes.
I know that some of them have stepped away. Are you ladies still going to go about your calendar thing that you guys are talking about?
We may make some changes. I think we're going to make some changes to the calendar. I mean,
okay, sorry about that, behind guys. Here. I know you said something to me the other day about we lost somebody, but I still don't even know who we lost.
We lost two somebodies.
Oh, okay.
You know, since I am public enemy number one number two. Sorry, Walk. I'm public enemy number two to some people in Unstoppable. We have lost.
No.
Y'all.
Oh, never.
Little old me, public enemy number two. Yeah. Destroyer and Lady Perfection will not be doing the show with us.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But I am in talks with somebody to come in and help, but I don't know for sure if she's going to be able to.
Okay.
I need to speak with her again and see how things are going towards that progression. But if she does join us, it is somebody who has done radio before, and I think y'all will find it quite interesting and entertaining for her to be on with us. And Judge, as for your question about the calendar, I think what we need to do is the ladies who are still on the show need to sit down and come up with some replacement nominees in place of Purr and Destroyer's nominees.
I think y'all need to make a midget.
I think maybe you should make a midget calendar.
I don't know how to do no graphics.
Well, that's not my problem. I don't want it to a midget calendar.
So I guess there will be no more, I can't even think of it now.
Moistmaker?
Moistmaker.
Yes, that's it.
Well, you know, maybe we can come up with something else. You know, like I said, we need to get the four of us that are still doing the show, we need to get together and discuss and come up with some ideas on what we can do. You know, we can come up with something. I won't say the same thing because, you know, I don't want to use Destroyer's idea, but we can come up with something of our own to replace that segment. And you never know, Judgy, that might be you again.
What I do again? I didn't do it this time. I was innocent. I was sitting here texting Nathan.
No, you did it. You did it.
You're guilty.
Yep, we know you did it.
What?
Well, I guess the caller
gave
up.
You just tell me what to do and do it. I mean, I'm not. I'll do it. I'll do it. Hell, I done moved feet in a hot. The most scaring thing ever. I had to bleach. I had to actually drain the water and jackhammer to it.
They want those thoughts in their heads.
Kind of sad. Actually, it's kind of sad that happened. It was a night when I was like lost without my cell phone and I was alone. And I didn't have no cobbler, and Hollywood didn't have a rope.
The guy you hate.
Huh?
The guy you hate said he was leaving for the night, harassing us people, so I said goodnight.
The guy we like.
Night, person we love.
Yeah, good riddance.
Did he leave?
He did.
Sure.
I'll be alert in a row.
All right. It seems all quiet on the on the front.
All right, now, since all the jackasses, there was a lot of jackasses. I've got a lot of people to fit in.
I think that was just the same guy, and he had an accomplice towards the end. Excuse me, I'm sorry, guys. Go on, as we were saying now.
Mama was telling everyone that she was spending the evening in my hot tub.
No, she was not. Nice try.
What?
Well, Mama, aren't you single again?
Yes, I am, but that doesn't mean I'm spending the night in a hot tub with
you. Hold on a minute. Wait a minute. Hold on. Wait. Just backtrack. Back up. Mama?
Yes.
How many times have you been married now?
I've only been married one time, thank you.
Okay. Just making sure.
Wait a minute. It was two times, wasn't it?
No.
You never was married to Johnny?
No, I was never married to Johnny.
Oh, see, I was under the impression.
I thought you were married to Johnny.
No, we were never married.
Oh.
Oh, that could have been a trivia question, and we would have stumped a lot of them.
Could have got wrong. I thought you me.
You heard it here, everyone. Hollywood said he got it wrong.
Well, there was the time I was married for, 2 hours, but...
You were married to Sarge.
Yeah, for like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's who it was.
So you're married two times.
Well, I don't really
count. But now, wait.
Come on.
You can't count that one because that's like a Kardashian wedding, and they don't last that long. So, no, it's not going to be legit.
That's true. Craziness.
Yeah, I guess I have this bad habit of once a guy is with me for a while, then he just disappears. So nobody knows what happens to him. And I swear I don't do anything to them.
You're like, she's like a praying mantis.
Huh?
A black widow.
The praying mantis, when they mate, the female bites off the head of their mate.
I don't do anything, I swear. They just, like, disappear and stop talking, and then they show up again later.
Kind of like LVL.
No, I've never been with LVL.
No, I'm talking about they just kind of show up again later.
Yeah.
You know, Spicy does that every once in a while, too. He'll show up later and later and later.
As long as he shows up at home.
Yeah, so now Mama has
and he does every night. Well, except when you're
with
your
elf. Do you ever mistake Spicy for like a can of cold Dr. Pepper?
No.
I'm waiting to see what this goes.
I was just thinking that she go some nights when she's late, she would just think Spicy's there and really can't stop the pepper and just kind of cut.
Wow, Judge.
So Spicy's cold.
That just went somewhere.
Spicy's cold and he leaks a lot.
No.
And you know this how?
It was during my rehab talking with Minifee when I had to talk to her.
You had to talk to her during rehab?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I feel for you.
Whew. I guess that would sober anybody up. But
all right. I believe that was.
That'd turn a straight guy gay.
Well, yeah.
Oh, wow.
The things we're learning tonight.
The dire pain in the chat.
Do what?
Dire pain's in the chat.
So, Judd.
Hey, dire pain.
So, Judd.
Did you do roll call? Yes, Hollywood. Hey,
yes,
Hollywood.
We did roll call.
So, Hollywood.
Yes. I'm asking the question. When you officially...
What did you answer me for?
You said, hey, you said like a question.
Oh, I thought it was an adverb. Okay.
When you officially take over, their new regime of Unstoppable, what will be one of the first things you change?
Yes, very first thing that's
the first thing I'm going to do when I take over Unstoppable is I'm going to put a Misfit t-shirt in the store.
There's already one.
Not in the store. We don't have a Misfit shirt.
Yeah, yeah, I do.
Oh, I thought there was. My bad.
No.
No.
Okay, what's the first thing you're going to change for the better?
Yeah.
First thing I'm going to change for the better is I'm going to make Fanning 25 coins.
Woohoo!
Wow.
But it will cost you $20 to buy 20 coins.
Oh, damn.
But you know, I'm all about making money. I've got to make money on this.
Oh, damn. Whoa, no thank you.
Well,
where's the door? I'm out now.
Oh, my God. So, you know there's things you can buy with coins now. They're not the coins that you could just earn in the game. You have to pay for the coins.
Yes.
So nothing's for free in this game anymore.
No, we can't do that right now. We're in the process of making money, and I need to make money, and it's what I've got to do right now is make a little bit of money, because the money that I was going to make, it's just going to be a little bit more time-consuming with the development, and because the development are in the conditional stage of representing the Adolfo mammograms that are due at the end of each sculpting phrase month.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? All those words thrown together absolutely make no fucking sense.
No, it didn't.
And we will be bringing mods in, and we will be bringing beta testers back in to the game.
Why are you bringing beta testers back in? The game's live.
No, we're going to redo the game.
Oh, what are you going to redo?
The game.
Everything?
Everything.
Everything. Everyone is going to start back at zero.
Oh, no.
Can I keep my robe?
Yeah, you can keep your robe. And we're going to put elf ears. And we're going to make a... We're going to make a slash for Wrestling Moments. Is the hardest working GM in Unstoppable.
Okay, hold up. There's somebody in queue. I know who this is. Let me double check, see if they want to come on, though.
Oh. Okay, somebody's being an annoyance anyway. Hey, Judgy, I need you to message me that email.
All right, hold on.
Okay, let me.
Here he is. I got him. If I hit the button. Nathan Bourne, ladies and gentlemen.
Would you
Nathan, my brother.
What's up?
What's up?
What'd you just say?
Hello, Nathan.
I'll hang up on you, bitch.
Oh, man. What's been up, guys?
Oh, that was some crazy shit before.
You've missed an interesting show.
You know, I caught a little bit of it, then I got distracted by some other shit. But
Yeah, that's pretty much like the first... After the first 15 minutes, that was like the next 45 minutes of the show. That was some crazy.
I'm so far behind on everything I'm doing, but I heard a question. What would you change about Unstoppable?
Well, Judge has 51% ownership now, so.
Oh, my God, Judgment. 51% ownership? Whew. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, he's a majority owner.
Hell yeah. I say what you got to do, man. You kick out everybody. And then
and leave scum.
Yeah. Leave scum,
yeah,
in the
it's a massive scum takeover and just blow up the entire game, and then scum and Misfits are the only two standing. And then you let everyone come back. And we rule the world.
Exactly. That's how scum rules. We rule.
That's right.
Blah, blah, blah. Can we move on now?
No, blah, blah, blah.
You know,
I need to link to the radio show.
You know, your daughter's in pure scum.
Yes, my daughter is.
Well, think about her future.
I need the link to the radio show because I closed it.
Our show or the next show?
How'd you go and do a thing like that?
Because I was doing something very, very important just now.
Hold on a minute. Hold on. You want the link to this show? This show you want?
Yes.
Show that you're on now, you need the link to?
Yes.
Hold
yes.
On.
Hey, Judgey, I got a question for you.
Don't distract him.
Make it fast, because I got to pee. Make
it fast,
because I got to pee.
I can work for you at Rocket Ninja.
There you go.
Well, you're going to be my secretary of person thingamajig. You will be answering the phone. No, actually, you know what? I did talk to Spicy, and Spicy is going to get a job answering the phones. So if anyone has a complaint and you call my office, you're going to talk to Spicy first.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What the fuck do you want, you angry?
Can you imagine what that would be like?
Your game's not working. The fuck it is, Ingrate. Okay.
Go play something else.
Yeah, right. That's exactly what Spicy would say. Be like, all right, go get a new game.
And for that, I'll be right back. I gotta go pee.
Okay. So, Nathan, what's up with you?
Not a lot, man. You know, just hanging out, doing what I do. I pulled a Buffalo Bill today on the feed in front of everyone. That was cool.
You pulled a Buffalo Bill?
Yeah, man.
He was naked on the feed.
Oh,
in a trench coat. It was great.
Oh, okay.
So how much I pay attention to the feed.
I missed that part. So what's
I was disturbed.
So what's in store for SBS tonight? SBR.
What is on? Honestly, we're going to get maybe judgments, some more judgment trash talk to Dr. D about Scum. You know, get more in-depth on that situation because Spicy
right.
will be there. We got dating advice from Spicy McHaggis. That's always a crowd pleaser. Learn how to get a date. Thankful to Spicy for that. Man, it's just going to be a great night. I honestly couldn't give you everything that's going to be on the list tonight, but it's going to be a good show, and I hope everyone can tune in tonight after the Unstoppable Super Show.
Well, I got a complaint. I've been getting some really rude inbox from you and that owner.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. We like to apologize, but then again, we don't. We have this little thing tonight where if you come to our show tonight and your wrestler has pink on and you can confirm it with us, we'll give you 3,000 coins. But females, if you want to show us your breasts in the studio, we'll give you 10,000 because we support breast cancer and we hope you do too. So
you
show
support
me your
breast
boobie.
Cancer?
No, you support fighting. You
support fighting. I support whatever I get to look at boobs at. Does that count?
I'm definitely going to have to show up.
Oh, yeah. Show me those
titties. Whoa. Not that way. I'm wearing all pink.
Oh, excellent. I'm wearing pink.
I have pink on also.
Yeah,
me and my co-host tonight, we, if you notice... We have the same shirts on.
Yeah, more or less.
That's my complaint on this today. I bought the Fuck Cancer t-shirt years ago.
Right.
And it's missing out of my
really?
Store. Yeah,
no,
out of my
store. How is it missing from you, and it's not missing from me?
It's missing from my cart. It's pissing me off. Like, I went through it 4 or 5 different times, went through the shirts to see if it was still there for, you know, when you buy it.
Did you go
it.
To your basket and search your basket?
Yeah, that's what I call my cart. I went to my basket.
I still have it.
Because it took me a while to find mine, too, in there.
Never even owned it, I don't think, so.
No, it's all right. It doesn't matter. I'll go shirtless. Got my pink camos in honor of Bombay.
That's all, man.
Yeah, that's one of the complaints I have.
What?
I don't have those pink camos for women.
I don't know.
Oh, I know.
That's just a shame.
I got on some
The men got all the good stuff.
Tanya, that's one complaint I do have about 2.0. Back in 1.0, the clothes rocked.
Ooh, that's something right there on the feed. The colossal Mike Brewer defeated Vixen Vale Hawthorne to hold the Scum Stables title.
Well, there you go.
And that's something nice for you guys.
Okay, am I back?
Okay. Yeah, it's your back.
Ooh, damn.
Wait, where'd it go? Oh, crap.
What's a mouth breather?
What?
somebody who breathes through their mouth.
Right? Why Spicy just call me a mouth breather? Do you not breathe through your mouth, Spicy?
Most people breathe through their nose.
I breathe through my mouth. Like, you know, like, kind of deal.
Okay, I got a question.
I might have an answer.
We got people showing up new every time I look at the chat.
Is it me, or when Spicy is on radio and he starts one of his little rants, does anyone else picture Jamers for some reason?
No.
No.
What was that?
Oh, no.
What was that?
No, I didn't know. I mean, Spicy's wrestling is more on the lines of, like, B-Man, which is, like, nothing. But listening to Spicy on the radio, sometimes I sit here and I listen and I say to myself, self, because I call myself that sometimes, I say self, and the answer is yourself, and I say, does Spicy make it sound like Chambers is on the call? Yes, it does.
I think Judgment and his little self need to get their hearing checked.
What?
Exactly.
Hey, there's Adam Jensen. You know what, dude? You're a little fucker. I'm just going to tell you right now. You're a little tough SOB.
He is a little
but
tough.
But I will fight you. Tomorrow night. Oh, it'll be Thursday night on McHaggis Radio.
I still call bullshit on that match. That should be me in the ring with you, Judgment. Me. Not this nobody Adam Jen.
You need attention.
It's a non-title match right now, so that is, he wants to make an impression, so we're going to give him an impression.
Shit. Put the title on the line, he still won't win it.
Wow.
The truth. The damn truth. As Kurt Angle would say.
I don't want them to
be in my bed. Yes. Elf, I went in and logged in and said Nathan Rocks under Justice Radio, and then I logged back out.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to make sure because, you know, we were working on that account, and I just wanted to make sure.
Yes.
Si bueno.
All right, because I'm gonna log back out of that account. Looks like we have everything fixed.
Yes, we got everything fixed. Now, Hollywood.
Yes.
Let's talk about you.
Okay. You know why?
Well, I know why, but I think people need to know why. Actually, why did you get off the bus and see you? Because you're not the type that gets off in that place like that. You're more of, you know, Rolex wearing.
Right.
Versace shoes. Style.
What it is, Scum has a prince there.
And nah, he's just a prima donna.
And we got some changes going. I talked to Shitty. You know, we're under new management. How about that?
Well, see, the thing that people was asking, they was coming to the Misfits tour bus, because, you know, we keep our best part of that. People was coming to me, and they was like, did you see Hollywood? I'm like, where? And he goes, he got off. And I said, what's Hollywood? And they said it was either Hollywood or Lady Gaga.
Well, no, I didn't wear the robe. I just had on my gym clothes. I knew I was going to have to walk through the dirt. That's a lot.
The thing is, Hollywood, yes, why didn't you use the sidewalk?
Well, I did parking lot. Because bus wasn't at the sidewalk originally. We were parked in the back.
Hollywood came with the bus off of the bus with a cane, tap the sidewalk, the motion, and then we poked the bus and tapped to make sure it was solid.
Hokey. What the hell? Is that an Italian movie? I'm going to do some hokey.
Okay, say too many gods for me.
Hocus Pocus. What?
Say puny gods.
Oh, I want to ask something that has nothing totally to do with Unstoppable.
Oh, why should that not be you?
Did anyone see the season from 666 Park Avenue?
Oh.
The other night?
No.
Oh, that's good. Okay, that's all I was going to ask.
Oh, okay. I can probably catch it tomorrow, though.
You need to. You would really like it.
Check it out tomorrow.
Talking about
it has to be live, Park Avenue.
Yes.
But there's like a major beef recall in Canada.
Yeah? What's wrong with the beef?
Apparently the cows have E. coli.
Jesus Christ.
Why do you eat your cows?
There's also a major peanut butter recall in the U.S. because of salmonella.
Well, there's a major beef recall here, too.
But I'm going to go in and stop right now. I'm on the feed. I am recalling crackers.
It just sucks.
Because what happened? Twitch is funny.
He's recalling what?
Crackers.
Oh, wow.
So cracker peanut butter being called? Anything else?
Cracker peanut butter. I said
you said beef. Somebody said peanut butter.
Momo was left in left field just then.
Yeah, they even that Kevin just all right the Canadian beef being recalled is Alberta.
Well, what was wrong with Alberta? Don't they know how to raise beef?
Is it American by Cooper beef?
I think we should buy American beef.
But they
and then,
can't.
Then earlier this week there was a thing. There was a thing where there's a shortage of pigs and chicken and pork.
I heard that. It's not going to be a shortage. It's going to raise the price a bit. But I can't take it anyway. I can't take it a pork.
Cookie.
No, I'm not going to.
I'm sorry. Remy is.
Hey.
Yeah, it's Remy's attention time. I just threw a rawhide for him and told him to go get it, and he looked at me like. Yeah, right.
Does that mean a Canadian beef is recalled? Does that mean if something happens with the potato, they'll recall French fries?
Don't make potatoes. Are you taking over because Zodiac isn't here this week?
Wow.
That's...
I'm kidding. I'm...
Ooh, somebody's in fine form.
Oh, it's got a head cold.
Yeah, right.
So anyway, yeah, back to CSW. Yeah, I thought
I got to get my laptop. Be right back.
I was going to answer this question about CSW. I'll just keep talking anyway. Screw it, my show. So there we were. Screw it. You know, enough's enough. I got to get out this book. We got to do something. We got to make some noise. So I'm looking for 50. We have to discuss. It's business, nothing there. I bought a hobo for him. Not that he's going to turn it down. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know.
Just enough's enough. We gotta sit down. We got that. So that was all.
So,
like
how are you doing here?
Well, I'm mad very well. I'm supporting him. So. Yeah, he got, what was I going to say? I think he weighed himself yesterday and he lost like 30 pounds in like 3.5 weeks.
Not bad.
So. But remember, he was awful. He had a cold too. He had to work for me. He was all weekend. He just didn't need anything. So he just drank the shakes with the protein with whey protein in it and a little bit of peanut butter in it.
See, you gotta take, you can't have the peanut butter.
They said on this you can have a little bit.
No, the recall. You need to check and make sure your peanut butter wasn't recalled.
All right, this is what he's taking. Skippy natural butter spread with honey. And it's creamy.
Yum.
You just need to check and make sure it's not been recalled. That's
well,
all.
How
I just don't...
I don't know.
There's a recall. I don't know.
I think the thing automatically, ding, you know, this thing's been recalled. Get back.
I only heard half of the news story.
It's peanut butter. Screw it. It's still good.
Okay, when you get salmonella poisoning, I'm going to laugh.
It's peanut butter. It's worth it. If I was a dog, I would eat peanut butter.
That's not the only way I can get my dogs to take their medicine. Put it in peanut butter.
All right, you keep talking. I'm going to look this up. Holy crap!
It's a great dude. Fucking Hollywood. I'm not even kidding. It's kind of been my escape from Unstoppable.
No, I'm talking about this recall.
No.
What peanut butter has been your escape from Unstoppable?
No.
He sent me something.
I stumbled upon a wrestling. A wrestling federation type game. Very great. I think it's going to take the place if Unstoppable ever goes down.
Okay. Originally,
oh, is that
Trader
that YouTube
going to read it to you guys. It's been Trader. Been the main watch. There have been 30 illnesses in 19 states traced back to Trader Joe's peanut butter. That also includes products sold at Whole Foods Market, Target, Food, Harry David, Dauphin Supermarket, and other stores. Brand names include Archer Farm, Earthbound, July, Dynamite, Joseph's, Natural Value, Natural More, Nature, peanut butter. Holy cow. Serious Food. Snack. Nightbar. Farmer's Market. Sprouts. Sunland. And Dog's Butter. My butter. I didn't space key, so I'm okay.
Hollywood is a robot.
I just want to get through that list as fast as I can. That was a green going crazy. A long list. But Skippy, the one I'm doing is not there. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
All right. So last week, I played a song that heavy. And everybody was asking me, you know, we.
I thought it was late.
What? Yeah, that's everybody. False advertising. But it came out that. I said that there was a song they did for the Brutals 2 video. So I have that here now. We're going to play it. It's what? And.
Zero.
I'm going to be right back.
Rock and roll, everybody. Rock and roll.
Wrong.
are back with the Apple Super Show.
That wasn't rock and roll.
That was too rock and roll. That was more like a bluesy fusion type of rock and roll. But that was a song from the boy. That was a song from the boy. Talking about the best way to speak. And they are, and I've seen them a lot, like, do live performances. They are very cool to watch live, so.
That's cool. That's cool.
So. All right. So I guess that's it for the heavy.
You know, it's good to, you know what also is good to watch live?
What?
Porno.
I knew you were going to say
that. Yeah, I mean, well.
I can walk, like, go ahead, serve it up.
Serve up. Ding, ding, you've been served. Oh, man, we should have a dance contest right here. I feel like doing the boogaloo. Oh, yeah.
The hell is the boogaloo?
You've never seen oh, man, it's when you bring your arms really in close, you know, put your fist to your chest, and you just move them back and forth, really small. Really small circles. For you, Mama, it's to the as close as you can get to those quadruple D's.
Wow.
There was something about a dance party I saw on the feed a couple nights ago, and it made me want to dance. I'm sorry. Not a crime to dance, okay? Leave me alone. I'm gonna go cry in the corner like Zodiac. They were mean to me, Mommy and Daddy. They were mean to me.
No, it's just Daddy. It's just Daddy.
I don't know. There's just a lot of dead air, trying not to keep the dead air going, you know?
Sorry, lots of things going on here. Sorry about that, guys.
I was in a match earlier. There was TNT on the mat. That was fun. It's called an explosion. Explosion match. It was cool.
Wow.
Oh, that's bogus.
What happened?
Oh, man. What? Judgment just got put in a hellhole kind of match. That sucks.
Yeah, I just saw that.
Yeah. As a special present to you, no good drooling knuckle draggers, two of Pure Scum's finest, the Clan McAgus, myself, your wrestling god, and Susie the Elf, my wife, and tag partner, will face Champ Judgment. The title will be on the line. Whoever gets the pin takes the gold. Can I get in on that? Spicy, if you're listening,
let me get in. You're not a part of Clan McAgus.
I still think that's unfair, and the title shouldn't be on the line, because then it would have to be a triple threat. It can't be a two-on-one for the same title. Just saying.
Well, you're not in charge, so your saying doesn't mean nothing.
Okay, not going to say anything right about GMs and owners putting themselves in a world title match.
So I got distracted earlier before with all that crap going on. We were trying to sort some things out here. We didn't even talk about the big news this weekend, really.
We're still here? I don't know.
Was it something to do with that game that you whispered?
No. With the, there's a new Scum stable. Scum?
Yes.
New Scum
stable? Basically, yeah. Pure Scum?
Oh, that's not... You can't even... That is the real Scum stable.
Right. Right.
Not the new, the real.
Right. So I'm just going to do it. I'm sick. I've been sick as all. Last night I went to bed, I was feeling better. And today I was just so tired. I slept most of the day. I thought that I was. So I'm trying to. You know how you're trying, like, you know what you want to say is right there, but you can't get it out?
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, they have a headache. That's why I haven't really talked about it. So basically, me and Spicy sat down Thursday night. And we discussed the build, and we felt the same way. That we got to get back to old school Scum, or Scum should be go back to their old school roots. So that's what we did, and a few of us left the main the Scum stable. Basically, we blew up another Scum stable.
My stable.
Right, Slammy was in charge of that one. And then Haffy let us use, right now, we took what was the Scum Army Special Forces, and basically we kicked out everybody who
not everybody,
wasn't
but most
deemed
of
fit. Most of it we kicked out, right. And we have a few invites out there right now. They're pending. We understand the situations with them, but they, you know, the ones who have received invites so far are, you know, we would like them to join us soon. And we're in group five. We don't know how we're going to do this week. Like I said, I've got a cold. It's our first week together. It was just a mission statement that the new scum, the pure scum, is the old scum. We're here to raise hell, have fun doing it.
Because we're not having the way it should be.
Right. And if we're not having fun doing it, what the hell is the point of doing it?
Right?
I mean, every stable wants to win a USL title. But you know what? The way the USL is set up right now, who the hell knows that that's going to happen? You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, Christ almighty. I mean, you might as well just have fun and laugh your ass off on your way there to the top.
Exactly.
I mean,
that's how it speaks in the first place.
Right. I mean, as a matter of fact, the regime we just had tried to change things up, and everybody said this isn't scum at all. So we said, you know what? Time changes things up. Let's go back to the winning formula, kids. Maybe because I'm a traditionalist at times. You know what I mean? Like, I'm a historian, you know, especially with wrestling. Well, maybe that's why I like scum, because I used to love hearing the stories. But, God, let's get back to that.
Yeah.
You resist change.
Well, you know what?
You're the voice of reason that resists the change. Some change is good, some change is bad.
This change was bad. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it was time. You know what I mean? I mean, in this case, the change... We are making a change, but we're changing back.
Right.
Yes.
So. And I just want to say on air here, I know some things were said and we talked about it. I'm gonna say it here because, you know, like... Venom, who was left in charge of the stable for a while, it was nothing against him. He was just following orders. So we can't blame him for that. So we're not blaming him. We're blaming the guy who gave him the orders.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that. I know I've been talking... That's what I've been quiet about. I'm talking to Venom all night. So I just wanted to say that on air. So if anybody's thought we were blaming Venom, no.
No.
Venom did what he was told. I have a lot of respect for Venom.
I got to give him credit for hanging tight, too. You know,
mm-hmm.
he could have said, F this, I'm out of here. You know? So kudos to him.
Oh,
Yes.
What about that stable, Relic's Rebellion?
I don't know. I don't see Relic involved.
Jackie blew that up yesterday.
They made another one.
Another rebellion?
They need to get a life.
Another Relic's Rebellion?
Yes. After Judgy blew up Relic's Rebellion because Relic is no longer around, they made another Relic's Rebellion, and that doesn't have anything to do with scum.
Okay, you know what's funny? I think in order to call it Relic's Rebellion, you need Relic around to lead it.
Yeah, really.
Uh-huh, not Mike Zodiac and Marcus Marshall.
You know, Marcus Marshall could have been somebody in Wrestler Unstoppable. He's got the skills. He really does. And he could have been somebody. But
yeah.
He associates himself with such low-life jobbers and nobodies that it's really dwindled his career. And it's a shame. It really is, man.
He could have been somebody. He could have been a contender.
He could have been like the next Rocky Balboa in this bitch.
What a short time you did. He could have been a short Italian dude no one could comprehend.
Yeah.
Oh, don't we already have one of those?
Isn't that Italian?
Happy.
Oh,
Oh, wow.
Oops, did I say that out loud?
Alrighty. Man. Shit.
Yes.
Can I get the show link? I need to show up into your chat again. I had to leave your chat.
Hold on a minute. Let me get it.
Muchas gracias.
You know what's so funny? Some guy's annoying me on Facebook right now. I don't even know who he is. He keeps going, if you don't answer me, I'm going to delete you. I'm serious. He's been doing this for like 3 hours. I feel like
I would do it.
Maybe that's the guy that was calling in.
No. Hold on.
Shit, I'd say so nice to have known you. Goodbye.
Grow a pair and do it, boy.
Botch. All right. I'm going to put the link for the where am I going to give you the... Oh, wait. Never mind.
Duh.
Told you, got a head cold. I'm not thinking straight. There you go.
He got shinied.
No, not shiny. I was just like, wait a minute. What's going on?
Oh, Minion.
Yes.
I'm going to need some more Powerade.
I want a Minion.
I've got it right here. I've got some cobbler for everybody, too.
I have little special yellow Minions. They follow me around everywhere.
Like the dude from, what was it?
I got a little green men in my head.
Despicable Me?
Mm-hmm.
I saw that. Like that.
I love those little dudes, man. Those little dudes make me smile.
I want to see the new one now. Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, yeah, that looks funny, too.
That's the one where he brings the dog back?
No, that's Frank Sweeney. I remember when he first started out directing, and he did that as a short for his college project. Mm-hmm. For his senior, you know, college project, whatever, he got an A in that one.
Cool.
Or something, he got accolades then. Now he made it finally to the full length movie. All right, nice to hear. We have 5.5 minutes left.
Wow, time has flown by.
Sure has.
Oh, well, the first 45 minutes was like screwed up. So. And don't forget, right after the show, we're going to have Stone Blooded Radio. The link is right there in the chat. I will shoot over there as soon as we're done here.
I might be there along the way.
I'll be there sooner or later.
Someone on your team signs into the goddamn... Mother jackass.
Really? All right, so with like under 5 minutes left, does anybody have anything? I want to promote something. Hold on. Friday night, 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern, my manager, Rich, he will be hosting Save City of Heroes Radio, the second show they're doing. On there will be a gentleman, his tag name is DJ Templar. He runs this radio station I talk about, the Cape Radio. He is basically the owner of that station, and he will be on with me, and maybe some of the other DJs will be calling in, discussing how the Cape has affected the community and all the positive things they've done and what's going on, what they're doing to help get ready, you know, for the fight, you know, what they're doing for the fight at hand. That'll be from
I will be there lending moral support.
Thank you. And I just want to say that petition we have going that originally we won 10,000 for, we now almost have 21,000 signatures.
Awesome.
So I'll be posting that on the show that night, and hopefully we get to 25,000. So I don't know if that's going to help, because tonight I found out NCSoft released a statement. They're the ones who own the company, and they're basically saying that negotiations have failed and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But I'm hearing other things. So, you know, obviously I'm probably not going to get an answer from anybody on Friday night, but this is just a way to, you know, get the word out there on what's going on and what the community means to everybody and why this game needs to keep going.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, keep it going.
All right. So that's all I have to say. Anybody else have anything to say? Anything they want to promote really quickly?
PewDiePie. As I said earlier.
Did you say puny god?
I said puny gods.
Yeah.
Just a great scene in that movie.
That is what is the best. It is, you know, it's only Josh Whedon could write the Hulk as comic relief.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, so with that, as soon as I get back into the studio, because she keeps pushing me back to the login screen. Okay, so nobody has anything else?
No, just
don't
like
forget.
I said earlier. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mama.
As I said earlier, if anyone is interested in joining Soulless Darkness Realm, message me. I can offer a contract. And I was going to also promote what Susie's about to promote, so I'll let her promote it.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh, if you meant positively perfect, well, I was probably going to. Tomorrow, 1 hour early at 10 Eastern, will be Scum Misfits Radio with the first hour dealing with the information of Judgment taking over 51% control of Rocket Ninja Sotunian for that. And stay after that hour for Scum Misfits Radio. You never know what's going to happen. Then on Thursday night, McHaggis Radio, 11 p.m. Eastern. We usually have several live matches on air, so tune in for that fun. Plus, Friday night after Hollywood's manager's show to save City of Heroes is, of course, the flagship show.
That's easy for her to say.
For the Back to Basics Radio Network. Back to Basics Radio with myself and whichever guest host I can find at the time. Tune in and see. And, of course, then on October 14th, the second Sunday, will be our next installment of Positively Perfect with myself, Wrestling Mama, Yvonne the Vicious One, and Bama Slamma, and maybe another one. Not sure just yet. Woo. So tune in and enjoy the fun and see what changes we make.
Okay. Wow. If that's it, that's that. We'll hit the outro music. Anybody else? Going once? Twice? To the outro. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next time on the Unstoppable Super Show. Thanks to all our callers and listeners.
Good night, Stacey.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Some trails are happy ones, others are blue. It's the way you ride that trail that counts. Here's a happy one for you. Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Who cares about the clouds if we're together? Just sing a song and bring the sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
I muted so y'all didn't have to listen to me sing.
Oh, we've been okay. I had us on live, so.
Oh, crap. I forgot to mute myself.
It's all right. And we are in the after show.
What a show it was.
I do know who that guy we hate is, but I have to tell you off the air.
Oh, okay. You could type it to me and I'll know. Or you can wait a few minutes.
I'll let y'all know, but I'm not going to say it on air. So.
All right, no problem, no problem.
Okay.
Good show.
Yeah, it was an interesting show.
And if you wouldn't mind sending me those phone numbers, Mama, I'll in and I'll have to timestamp when they called in and report it to Blog Talk. Jeff, would you mind getting me a fresh Powerade? Thank you.
Yes, I wouldn't mind, actually.
Well, your name's not Jeff, so don't worry about it. Happy trails to you.
Song's ever.
Until we meet again.
All right, let me see. I gotta find you. Okay. I'll start typing now. It's going to be a little bit because there's a lot of numbers.
A lot of numbers where?
That person called from.
All right. All right. So look, we had 58 live listeners tonight.
Nice.
Hey, that's good.
And we have 25 callers, thanks to those idiots.
And I got to find a way to pick up listeners on my show. We've been kind of staying stable at 25.
I almost forgot about the show tonight. I was busy watching TV, and I was like, oh, wait, today's Tuesday.
I know.
I think yours is because of time spot.
Yeah.
My two favorite shows come on they go off at 10 o'clock. It goes off at 10 o'clock. The second one goes off at 10, so, which is NCIS and NCIS Los Angeles. I love them shows.
See, I have this really neat thing called the Hopper from Dish Network, and
we don't have that here.
Oh, I tell you, it is the coolest thing. I can set it up to record prime time, and it'll record all the prime time shows on ABC, NBC, CBS, and Fox. So I never miss anything.
Cool.
Yeah, we don't have that, and we don't have TiVo. We don't have much. Well, they might have it here, but right now we don't have it.
Oh.
Of course, until things get worked out.
Soon, Mama.
Yeah, I know. And this weekend you might not see much of me.
How come?
Holiday weekend, in-laws coming to visit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I think it's Columbus Day coming up. I was talking to my nephew. He's got to pull out all my Halloween decorations for me.
Well, it's Thanksgiving here, so.
Have some turkey for me.
Well, maybe.
Why?
Okay, I am going to hang up. I got to go
to the
bathroom.
I just sent them to you, Elf.
Okay.
All right. Just the holidays, they don't celebrate here like I'm used to. And
how, like, what do you got? What's different about Canadian Thanksgiving than American Thanksgiving?
Well, most families here have a big Thanksgiving dinner too, but
right.
My husband's family just doesn't.
Oh, okay. I see.
And it's been kind of hard for me to adjust because I'm used to. On Thanksgiving, cooking a big old Thanksgiving turkey dinner with everything that you can think of and, you know, family being together. And so it's an adjustment. But
you can
they're going to be here, so I talked to my husband, and I was like, you know, I would like to cook a big dinner. He's like, well, we'll see what happens when we go shopping.
That's so funny because every time I see a sitcom about Thanksgiving, did you ever watch Everybody Loves Raymond?
I've seen shows of it. It wasn't like...
There was an episode for Thanksgiving, and his wife decided to cook healthy, so she made a tofu turkey.
Oh, God.
And everybody's like, what the hell is this?
Yeah, it's...
See, because even when I was like younger and I was like hardcore dieting and working out all the time,
uh-huh.
like certain things like Thanksgiving and like Christmas, I didn't care. To me, it had to be the big feast.
Yeah, that's like my son when he was growing up, and he was a wrestler. And you know how, I don't know if you know how it is for them when they're trying to make weight.
Right, right.
So like Thanksgiving and Christmas kind of fell in those times. So he was like, you know, I'm going to eat today. I'll work out tomorrow. He said, because I ain't missing my Thanksgiving dinner. So he would, like, pig out. And then for the next 3 days, he would be exercising and not eating. And
oh, yeah. Like, actually, too, when my manager was working at Verizon up until he was, like, 30, before he got hurt and his back went out and all that stuff,
mm-hmm.
I remember Thanksgiving morning he told me he went to the gym. And he did a full workout. He did like half-hour cardio, hard cardio, and then he lifted weights for an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, he went early in the morning. He got back. I can't believe he said yeah. He got back in time. For the parade.
Wow.
Or early. I don't know what happened. Maybe I think he just DVR'd the parade. And he went about 9 o'clock. And got back to watch the end because. His family has tradition that they all like to watch when Santa Claus shows up.
Okay.
You know, like the last hour, all the really good stuff happens. So he was back for that, and then he ate.
That's like also like Thanksgiving morning. My manager would get up. She would stick the turkey and stuff in the oven,
right.
Just the turkey, and then they would all go and watch the local high school football game. Because there was in the town where they lived, there was a big rivalry between their town and Texas.
Sorry.
I mean, it was big enough to make the news nationally.
Wow.
So they would always go to that, and then when that was over, they'd come back. The turkey would be just about ready. She would start getting everything else ready. Then we would sit, eat, and then watch football on TV.
Cool.
And for here, it's definitely different.
Yeah. All right. I was just installing that wrestling thing while I was talking to you, and now my screen went black.
Oh, wow.
Oh, crap. Hold on. Let me get out of this. Oh, come on. Get me out of this thing. Sorry about that. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on. I'll lower my headset. Oh, that won't matter. Damn it. Hold on.
All right.
Sorry about that. Oh, I can't do that either. Fuck. It's a full screen too. Come on. All right, I'm exiting. Sorry about that.
All right.
Oh my god, I hit exit already.
What'd you exit out of?
It was that wrestling thing that Nathan sent me.
Oh, okay.
But my screen is still black because I think it's just like trying to get out of. Come on. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
That's a little music. I'll have to make sure when next time I won't be on. All right. Slam, you still here with us?
I am.
Yeah.
I've been listening to y'all talk and the other show as well.
Oh.
Okay.
How's the other show?
So far, it's okay. It's they're talking about Dr. D.
Oh, I should be there.
Well, so we go ahead and go. I mean,
yeah, I guess. We can end this. There's not much to talk about, right, for the after show.
No, not really.
Excuse me. Oh my cough. All right, let me get out of here.
All right.
Sick.
Yeah, I gotta get something to drink. My glass is empty.
All right. Good show tonight.
Yes.
Crazy show. Thank you, Tammy, for sticking around. And thank you to all our callers and listeners. And we'll see you all next week on the Unstoppable Super Show.
Yes.
Signing off. Goodbye.
Goodbye.